Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. This is a magical podcast to manifest your purest desires by feeling them in your heart and in your mind, and receiving and pulling that beautiful energy right here into your life right now. So to begin, let's start with just holding one thing in mind. Think of something that you'd love to manifest. And just breathing gently and calmly. Let the breath relax you and soothe your whole being as you relax deeper into that wonderful, nourishing feeling of calmness and contentment. And just keep in mind something you'd love to manifest. Using your imagination, just bring that energy, that awareness, that image, that feeling. Just let the scene of having attained what you want become the full focus of your attention, as if you're being pulled into this beautiful reality, as if you walk through a magical gateway. And as you walk through, you feel those beautiful feelings. Notice what is better and changed and different in your life as you manifest that which you want already, as if this is normal for you now, natural, easy. Noticing what is different, noticing the good feelings, the differences in your life physically, different people, different situations, and paying close attention to where it feels most delightful, delicious, and wonderful in your being. And just pulling that future beautiful feeling right here into your body, into your heart and mind. And just letting that settle and relax. As we dive into this beautiful session today about your other self, your higher self, your future self, there is a very magical book, a secret book, that was previously unpublished until fairly recently. You might have heard of Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill's famous book. Well, he wrote another book around the same time, which was unpublished because it was so controversial, until somewhere in the mid-2000s. It's called Outwitting the Devil. And I have a copy of it right here in my hand. It was published in 2011. And in this book, this is Napoleon Hill's conversation with the devil and his discovery of his other self. Because for us to manifest our future self, what we're really talking about is tapping into our other self, a different version of you, a future version of you that exists inside of you but hasn't fully manifested itself in the world, in your life yet, right? Your future self is like another person. If you imagine 10 years ago, think of yourself 10 years, 15 years ago, right? How were you different? What was different about you 10 or 15 years ago? Loads of differences, right? You've changed in so many ways. Your future self in 10 years, 20 years, is going to be completely different than you are now. There is a different version of you that exists. And your other self is something inside of you that is pulling you forward. And I'll explain this by sharing the story from Napoleon Hill. This is a fascinating story. Most people know Napoleon Hill as this super successful guy thinking, you know, grow rich, wrote all these books, Science of Personal Achievement, you know, multimillionaire, made all this money. But he had loads of major problems and failures and all sorts of obstacles, right? Before he became famous, this is what this book's talking about. He'd done all these things. He was into newspaper. He was working in a newspaper and they exposed some people in the newspaper who then came after him and threatened to kill him, right? So it completely freaked him out, right? One minute he's, you know, getting on with his life. Next minute he's now being threatened for death, right, for what he wrote in the newspaper. So he hid in his, I think it's his brother's house, right, in the basement, in this state of terrible stress. So he'd done all this work and written all these books and was trying to get his life together, but he ended up absolutely terrified, and he was in there for about a year in the basement. He barely came out. He didn't make any money. He was afraid of going outside because he might get shot. And he was just withering away, getting worse and worse and worse. He felt like he was a burden on his relatives. He was paranoid, wasting away. And I'm sure, you know, most of us have that sort of experience. We want to manifest things. We want to change our lives. We want to get all these things. But we have these challenges and we think, oh, how am I going to get out of this? And it seems like we're losing our minds and losing our life and trapped, right? Stuck. So after about a year of this, I shall quote from the book here. The most dramatic moment of my life. The turn came suddenly in fall 1927, more than a year after the incident where he was told he needed to leave, otherwise he'd be killed. I left the house one night and walked up to the public school building on top of a hill above the town. I'd reached a decision to fight the matter out with myself before the night ended. I began to walk around the building, trying to force my befuddled brain to think clearly. I must have made several hundred trips around the building before anything which even remotely resembled organized thought began to take place in my mind. As I walked, I repeated over and over to myself, "There is a way out, and I am going to find it before I go back to the house." I must have repeated that sentence 1,000 times. I meant exactly what I was saying. I was thoroughly disgusted with myself, but I entertained a hope of salvation. Then, like a flash of lightning out of a clear sky, an idea burst into my mind with such force that the impulse drove my blood up and down my veins. This is your testing time, and you've been reduced to a poverty and humiliated in order that you might be forced to discover your other self. For the first time in years, I recalled what Mr. Carnegie, Dale Carnegie, the richest man in the world, had said about his other self. I recalled that he said I would discover it towards the end of my labor of research into the causes of failure and success, and that the discovery usually came as a result of an emergency when people are forced to change their habits and to think their way out of a difficulty. I continued to walk around the schoolhouse, but now I was walking on air. Subconsciously, I seemed to know that I was about to be released from the self-made prison into which I had cast myself. I realized that with this great emergency had brought me to an opportunity not merely to discover my other self, but to test the soundness of the philosophy of achievement which I had been teaching others. I made up my mind that if it did not work, I would burn the manuscripts that I'd written and never again be guilty of telling other people that they were the masters of their fate and the captains of their souls. Right, so he's been talking about all these success principles and he's completely trashed, right? No money, stuck in the basement of someone's house, right? The full moon was just rising over the mountaintop, and I had never seen it shine so brightly before. As I stood gazing at it, another thought flashed into my mind. It was this: you've been telling other people how to master fear and how to surmount the difficulties which arise on the emergencies of life. From now on, you can speak with authority, because you are about to rise above your own difficulties with courage and purpose, resolute and unafraid. With that thought came a change in the chemistry of my being, which lifted me into a state of exaltation I had never known before. My brain began to clear itself of the state of lethargy into which it had lapsed. My faculty of reason began to work once more. And then after that, basically, he went home, had the clear instructions to borrow some money from his brother, to go to Philadelphia. He drove there with the money he needed. He put all the money he had into the most expensive suite in the most expensive hotel, right? So he's just, and he's, part of him is thinking, this is insane. What am I doing? I haven't got any money. I don't know anyone. How am I going to sell? He was trying to sell his manuscripts, right? He'd written them and hadn't used them. So he got the most expensive suite for 3 or 4 days. And from that space, his inner self-image changed. He thought of all the people he knew and he called someone up. That person came to meet him in his hotel and agreed to give him $25,000, which is hundreds of thousands of dollars in today's amount of money, to publish his books. And the rest, as they say, is history. Right, so here's someone who's done all the work, was stuck in his basement, freaking out, going mad. He discovered his other self in a state of emergency that gave him instructions of what to do. He then followed through with it, even though it didn't make any sense, and had amazing transformation in his life. I've been in similar situations, not quite as radical. Napoleon Hill is a notorious storyteller. I'm not sure if he exaggerates some of these things, just a little bit. But either way, he has helped so many people. Think and Grow Rich is a great book, by the way. Outwitting the Devil is a great book, worth reading. I remember one time I was in Hawaii and I'd run out of money. Like, I literally was about to be kicked out of my house, right? I didn't have enough money to pay the rent. Didn't have any way of making money at the time. And none of the things I was doing were working. And I thought, all right, well, I've got to figure this out, otherwise I'll be on the street. So I went to the beach, lay in the ocean. You know, I went in the ocean, I was just floating in the ocean. I just let go, let go, let go. I was like, if this is supposed to happen, I'm open to this inspiration from my other self, my higher self. I think this is around the same time I read this book. And I just let go. And I'm not sure I actually even got any messages other than let go. I got home after the beach and it turned out someone had just deposited a bunch of cash from something. They wanted to work with me in the past or something, and I forgot all about it, and a whole bunch of money appeared out of nowhere that paid my bills one day before it was due. Now, I don't think it's good to live on the edge like that, and I haven't lived like that since then. But it goes to show that when we're forced into these challenging situations, we can trust in this higher self, our other self, but we have to be willing to listen to it and willing to do what is needed. I had another experience where I was around the same time when I was getting my finances in order, where that kind of tided me over for a little bit, but I still needed to figure it out. And I went to this beautiful spot, one of my favorite places, and sat on this rock right next to the ocean. And I was just meditating, what can I do to sort this out? And I had this very clear message of this email I needed to write. And it was downloaded into my consciousness, and I jumped up, ran home, jumped in the car, went back, wrote this email, and that I think that led to about $40,000-$50,000 right there, you know, a bunch of high paying clients. Because a lot of the time we know all this stuff, we practice it, we just haven't put the pieces together. Do you know what I mean? We haven't like fully dedicated ourselves to doing all of the steps involved in being the best version of ourselves. You have so many opportunities and so much potential, but your other self just needs to come in and give you that little bit of encouragement, that little bit of inspiration. And unfortunately, it does seem to require emergencies or challenges for us to like really get to the point where we're willing to do what we need to do. When everything's going well, we get lazy, we get slack, we put up with things, we just kind of cruise along. But when it hits the fan and everything starts falling apart, then we discover this higher version of ourselves. Then we start getting the messages. Then we start tapping into the magic. And then everything changes. So I want you to know you have an other self, a higher self, with special powers, special messages. What is your other self trying to tell you? What is going on? Sending you lots of love and blessings. Hope you're doing great. And talk to you soon. Take care.